Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, looking at verses 13 and 14. They read, "Let us, then, go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come." These two verses come after the previous two verses, which are talking about the fact that Jesus has suffered. He has suffered as a sin offering. He has suffered outside the city gate for a particular purpose, to make the people holy through his own blood. Now the writer is urging the readers of this letter to follow Jesus, to go with him outside of the camp, and to effectively share in the shame and the disgrace he bore by being cursed, you could say, Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Early Christianity, and in the many centuries since, as true Christianity has rarely been seen as something attractive. It has often been seen as something to be vilified, and the followers of Jesus Christ as people to be mocked or pitied or persecuted. We can tell from the earlier parts of the book of Hebrews that the people that are being written to have indeed themselves suffered greatly for being Christians. And the problem now is that they are being tempted to compromise, to look for a more comfortable life, to shrink back from the former devotion they showed to God, to one another, to the cross, effectively, to Jesus Christ, and to making a difference by reaching out to people in this world who don't yet follow Jesus Christ. So they're being offered the example of Jesus and encouraged to imitate him. Leaving the camp for these Christians who come from a Jewish background could imply willingly to be expelled from the Jewish community, whose respect they, of course, value, so that if they do that, they can follow the God of Judaism wholeheartedly, effectively. Perhaps some of these Jewish Christians were hiding in the synagogue, afraid to venture beyond the comfort of their previous religion, culture, and society. But the writer says, no, we must go out. This is not our enduring city. We're looking for the city that is to come, as referenced in Hebrews 11, 13 to 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they were looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. There is a city to come. There is a city beyond this world. There is a city beyond our experience, and that's where we are going, together with Jesus Christ. Jesus was rejected by his own people, and these Christians are being urged to follow that example. In the times of the Romans, Judaism was a relatively safe religion. Christianity was not safe. We are called to go and join Jesus in an unsafe and hostile world, which is where, actually, Jesus already is. We may suffer as he did, as we go. Philippians 3:10, the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings. Colossians 1:24, filling up in our flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions. It may not be safe, but it is the right place to be, because that's where Jesus is. Let's not stay in safe places. Let's go boldly with Jesus out there to make a difference in this world. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 15. If you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Typing mccx into the search bar of iTunes and looking under podcasts will mean that you should find this podcast. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.